This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are making their last pitches to voters. Trump has been holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. He told one crowd of supporters that a Trump victory will revive the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic.
We will deliver record prosperity, epic job growth, and a safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless. You know that. We've got the vaccine. I say regardless, they'll say, well, maybe you don't. We have it. Great companies. And quickly ends the pandemic.
Biden voted and then received a briefing in Wilmington, Delaware on the pandemic from several health experts. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the viral pandemic.
We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.